A large part of virtue consists of good habits. William Paley.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hey, it's Samantha Lee Wright, and welcome to another episode of The Essential Oil Revolution. Creating positive habits in your life is not easy, but today we're going to talk about a natural solution to help you instill greater habits in your life. We're also going to dive deep into the topic of quitting smoking naturally. So if you know a smoker you love and you want to encourage them to quit, this is the perfect episode to share with them. If you're not a smoker though, don't worry. This episode is still jam-packed full of relevant information that's going to help you instill better habits and create positive changes in your life. I'll be interviewing Braden Pauls, the CEO of Fume, the fast, natural, and reliable way for you to enjoy essential oils on the go. But before we get to our interview, allow me to share my favorite oil of the week. This past week, I've fallen head over heels in love again with Sacred Mountain essential oil. This is a blend of black spruce, ylang ylang, grand fir, and cedarwood essential oils. It's just one of those heavenly scents that you fall in love with every time you use it. It brings a feeling of being surrounded by nature. So I've been taking a lot of baths in Sacred Mountain lately. I'll just fill up my bathtub with some hot water, throw in some Epsom salts. Then once I'm in the bath, I'll drop about 4 drops of Sacred Mountain into the water and mix it up a little with my hand. It smells amazing. And this blend in particular, I find helps you really clear your mind. It lets you be more receptive to feelings of security, empowerment, balance, love, nature, health, all the positive things. I just feel like I'm soaking my entire body in all the good vibes. You can also put it in a diffuser or wear it as a perfume. You can really use this oil any way you would use frankincense or any other sort of meditative, high energy frequency oil. So I hope you can give that one a try. Before our interview as well, we always love to pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's recipe comes from Shelly Tomcho in Union City, Pennsylvania, and her recipe is for a fresh breath spray. I love how simple and amazing this recipe is. You just need 2 drops peppermint essential oil, a pinch of sea salt, and a 3-milliliter glass spray bottle. Put your oils and the salt in the bottle and fill the rest up with distilled water and simply use as needed. Peppermint really is the cure-all for that stinky breath. I agree, Shelly. Thanks for sharing your recipe with us. We love reading your recipes on the show. Email us yours at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life. And it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's happy, MAMMOTH.com, and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hey everyone, I'm here with Braden Pauls, who's the founder and CEO of Fume, the natural aromatherapy company that has helped customers in over 80 countries create positive habits. Fume is based in Canada and sustainably manufactures wooden inhalers for boosting energy, performance, relaxation, and even for helping customers quit smoking, which I'm really excited to dive into that aspect with you a lot, Braden. But first, welcome. How are you doing?
Doing great. Really happy to be here.
So, Braden, for people unfamiliar with Fume, they've never seen it before. And here's the disadvantage to a podcast now because people can't see what I'm holding in my hand. How would you describe to people what the Fume is?
All right. I'll do my best to paint a picture with words here. Get your imagination engaged. So pretty much what a Fume is it is a wooden essential oil inhaler. Some people would say it kind of looks similar to a pipe. So it's about, it would be approximately 4 to 5 inches long and about a half inch thick. And pretty much the way that it works is you would put a essential oil infused wick into the end of your Fume. And then pretty much you breathe in through the Fume and then exhale through your mouth. So yeah, it's a small device that you're able to kind of bring with you anywhere to be able to enjoy the benefits of essential oils.
I was using mine a lot during the Master Cleanse. I did a 10-day Master Cleanse. Well, it's more like 15 days because you have to wean in and you have to wean out. So I was having a lot of food cravings. It was very emotional. I just emotionally missed food. I wasn't necessarily hungry, but I missed food so much. So I was using the Conquer Cores. You guys were so kind enough to send me these pre-formulated wicks that have this amazing essential oil blend on it. And I was inhaling that. And just the sensation of it in my mouth was so helpful for me. I sort of dedicated the Conquer Cores as my go-to crutch for the master cleanse. Whenever I would feel weak or get whiny because I was so hungry, I would just go back to my fume, take some nice deep inhales of the conquer cores, and it helped me so much.
Oh, it's really glad to hear that. We're so happy that you're able to utilize it for that. And it's been so cool getting feedback from people all across the world and seeing the different ways that they're sort of utilizing the conquer core specifically. Like, for we kind of formulated that specifically to help people sort of create those positive habits, and in those times when there's cravings or kind of a new habit that you want to establish, you know, we put specific formulation into actually, you know, integrating different essential oils that have been known for having those effects together to be able to give that to people. There's some black pepper in there, there's clove, peppermint, eucalyptus, cinnamon, some lime, and a bunch of other ones, but just sort of formulated specifically for that. So I'm really glad you're able to utilize that.
Yeah, well, it's funny because I'm not a smoker. I've only had two puffs of a cigarette my entire life, just to, you know, see what it was like. Not my thing, but I remember that sort of almost menthol-y feeling in your mouth that you get from smoking a cigarette, and I got kind of a similar sensation from just the conquer fume, because I don't know if it's partly the peppermint and the black pepper, but it has this sensation that it kind of triggers in you or in your, like, you know, your mouth, that I feel like now I kind of get it. When people say they use fume to help them quit smoking, I'm like, I get it now. I can really see how that would help. So I want to focus in on smoking cessation a little bit more. You have different formulations that people can use, or people can formulate their own cores for helping with this, but kind of walk us through that and maybe share some stories of people you've known who've used fume in that way.
Yeah. So yeah, that's it. Obviously, it's a really exciting thing for us to be able to start to offer a solution there, because it was kind of interesting when we had launched as a company. We initially actually had made fume just to use with peppermint for when you were exercising, just to open up your airways and breathe better. And then we released it into the market, and we ended up getting a lot of feedback from people saying, hey, I'm using this for quitting smoking and I'm having great results. And with that, we actually ended up doing more research, and there had been a few studies that have shown that specifically black pepper essential oil can be very effective for reducing those nicotine cravings. And for us, that was so exciting. And we started to look at it, and, you know, lots of these studies were done with just sort of somebody sniffing from a bottle or having a tissue and putting some black pepper on it and that type of thing. And that was showing good results for them. So we thought, hey, if people are able to get good results with just sort of smelling off of, you know, something like a tissue or just out of a bottle, what if we are also able to integrate more of that tactile nature to it and actually have, you know, a core that has the essential oils, and then actually have a device, you know, that replaces sort of that oral fixation, gives you something in your hand and can actually replace the habit, which we were so excited by. So we initially, the first one we've launched was we have our Quit Naturally cores, which are actually formulated, which is the Conquer blend. But in the past, that was actually just actually a straight black pepper core that we were selling for people to be able to use for quitting smoking. And that adventure has been really cool to hear, because I guess as far as a problem in the world, smoking is one of the biggest ones. It's kind of crazy. I think in many times it sort of, because it's been around for so while, we've kind of just gotten used to, oh yeah, people smoke and people die from smoking, which is really tragic because it's statistically the number one cause of preventable death in the world.
Wow.
Out of things that we can sort of control, the number one cause of death, right? And that is boggling, right? Like, this is a habit. This is something that we can control, yet it's the number one thing that people are dying from, like, that they can control, right? So I think in that category, there'd be stuff like car accidents and, you know, obesity, different things like that would also be included in that category. But smoking is the number one. And that's just tragic. And, you know, obviously there's some solutions out there in the market, but we've been hearing from people that they want something where they don't, when they're in their quitting process, that kind of gives them something that, you know, can help from a physiological sense, from a psychological sense, and also to replace that habit and have something tactile. And then bigger than anything, people don't want to quit something with chemicals in it and switch to something else with other chemicals in it, whether that's, you know, drugs or whether that's, you know, a nicotine replacement or whatever it is. People don't want to do that. And then, you know, some people are brave enough to just go cold turkey, and that's great for them. But, like, why not have a solution that's not trading chemicals for chemicals and actually give something to people that where they're able to quit. So that's been really exciting for us. And yeah, we've had tons of customers reach out to us with their success stories. One specifically that's coming to mind here was somebody that I actually personally was able to get in contact with, and she was quitting because she wanted to quit for her son. She knew that her son was kind of coming into his teenage years, and she didn't want to be setting that example of smoking, and she wanted to be able to set a different example. She knew how it was so negative towards her potential long-term health and everything, and she really wanted to make a change and set a difference, a different path and a different example for her son. And so she had actually come across us. She was already somebody who really was interested in essential oils and kind of understood essential oils. So when she found out that, hey, there's a solution where I can actually quit smoking with essential oil, she was so excited. And so we were able to, she ended up buying a Quit Naturally pack, and we were able to kind of continue to follow up with her her story. And she ended up quitting with, I think, within 3 weeks of starting with Fume and completely quit. And I actually talked to her a couple months ago here, and she's still completely smoke free. Which just blows me away, and that makes us here at Fume makes us all want to have a party, because statistically that would mean that she would statistically be putting about 10 years onto her life.
Wow.
In life expectancy.
Yeah. And you said that was in 3 weeks?
Yeah, in 3 weeks.
Using Fume? That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's so, so encouraging. And we're just so excited about that, to be able to have a natural solution for people to be able to overcome that habit. Because I guess one of the things I find so tragic, Samantha, is that, you know, the statistics would show that out of smokers, 70% of them want to quit. Right? Like they know that, hey, this isn't something I like. This isn't something I want to do long term, but they continue going on even though they know that, right? So 70% want to quit. In a year, 55% of those smokers will try to quit. But then out of the 55%, out of that cohort, only approximately 8% will actually be successful in quitting. And that's kind of heartbreaking, right? So the issue there isn't education. The issue isn't that people need to know, oh, smoking's so bad. There's enough shame. There's enough negative out there saying how bad it is. And people understand that. And they don't necessarily want to continue. But it's a hard habit to overcome. And nicotine dependence is hard to overcome. So for us, we're really excited about being able to help people bridge that gap with smoking. And obviously, that's one of the areas we focus on, but we have a lot of other areas that we can focus on as well. But yeah, that especially for us is just something that is so impacting. When we're able to help somebody and they can literally add potentially 10 years onto their life and completely change their health outcomes, that's incredible.
Yeah, that's so inspiring as well. And I'm curious, the one aspect we're talking about with helping with smoking cessation is, like you said, partly that oral fixation, partly that, I don't know if there's a term for the same thing with, I guess, kind of fidgeting sensation, you know, being able to hold something in your hand. And then like I was describing earlier, your mouth, like inside your mouth, you also get this oral fixation feeling that you really can't get any other way that I've experienced. Like even chewing gum, it's not the same. And with the Fume, you're inhaling and you feel it all through your mouth. But beyond that, the essential oils themselves are going down into your lungs and into your body. And it gives you this just full lung sensation that's kind of hard to describe, but I love it. So I'm curious, how much does the essential oils going into the bloodstream and affecting us on those other physiological levels have to do with helping with smoking cessation?
Yeah. So, yeah, and you're so right, because there's so many different levels there to that being able to replace that smoking habit. So specifically on the physiological side, it's been interesting that in research, it's been shown that some of the same nerve endings that are in your mouth and in your lungs that are triggered by nicotine and specifically by smoking, that black pepper actually interacts with some of those similar nerve endings and produces similar effects as far as what's the signals that are sent to the brain, which is really, really interesting. There would be great to see more research on this, but the preliminary things are showing that, yeah, black pepper can actually replace those same sensations, which is incredible, because you don't necessarily even would you wouldn't necessarily even get those effects if you were, say, having a nicotine patch or something like that, because that's just sort of putting nicotine into your bloodstream, which isn't, which is also a solution for some people, but to actually be able to trigger those same sensations is really incredible for people in that quitting process.
Yeah, that's so interesting. Well, when we're talking about fume, like I said, it's kind of hard to get a sense of it until you've actually done it and you're holding it and you're experiencing it yourself. But a lot of people listening have experienced essential oils via a diffuser or maybe like a tent or an aromadome or the old towel over the pot trick kind of a thing. How would you describe fume being different than those kind of solutions?
Yeah, so it's a similar effect. It's just being able to enhance that effect and make it more effective. So that was actually what Fume was born out of, is we were sort of doing the, the tenting type method where you'd put a couple drops on your hands and, you cup it over your face and you kind of breathe off of your hands and you get that invigorating scent of peppermint or lemon or whatever it is. And we loved that experience, and we were using that for working out, we were using that for mood enhancement, all these different things. But we were kind of finding, and I hope you haven't experienced this, Samantha, but maybe some of our audience has, accidentally touching your eye when you have some peppermint
Oh,
essential oil
yeah,
on
I've been there.
it. Not a great experience, not very fun. So, for example, that was one of the solutions that we wanted to be able to solve. And also, like, those essential oils, those are valuable, right? Like, when you're paying, between $15 to $30 for a bottle of essential oil, putting a few drops on your hand, and it's great, it's effective to be able to get that effect, but that those drops are just gone, right? Like, they'll just dissipate into the air very quickly. So it's very wasteful, right? And to be able to actually utilize that essential oil to a greater extent, there needed to be a different solution, right? And just knowing, like, I'm sure you've kind of are familiar with, like, how much sort of material, like, how much peppermint does it take to make a bottle of peppermint, right? Like, it's very concentrated, and it's a lot of effort being put into it, and it's wonderful stuff and wonderful benefits. But we wanted to create a solution where you could get some of those similar benefits in a more effective, a more portable way, right? So obviously, again, diffusers are great, and they have their place, but it's a little bit difficult to bring a diffuser on a bus or to have it in, like, and you can get your car diffuser, but we wanted to simplify that process and just make it way more simple, way more accessible for people to be able to utilize those benefits of aromatherapy on the go. Because oftentimes, if you're wanting to create a new habit or if you're wanting to experience something, if it takes a lot of effort in order to do that thing, sadly, most of us aren't going to make that effort, right?
Right,
And the
right.
easier, the more simplistic, the more, that pathway to actually get those benefits is, like, the more the pathway is clear, free of obstruction, and just really simple to be able to engage in, the more likely people are actually going to do it. So that was sort of our perspective, where we were like, how can we make a device that can make this experience more efficient, more effective, and also just to be able to actually make it something that people can bring with them anywhere and have that experience.
Yeah, I absolutely love the portability of it. And it's just so small. And I put a core in, what was it, 2 days ago? And I left it out, which probably would be better to put it in like a Ziploc or something to trap the essential oils in for a little bit longer. But I'm just kind of shocked at how strong that sensation is still. It's still there in the core like 3 days later. And to me, it feels different than a diffuser or something where with the diffuser, I'm really smelling it a lot and I feel like it's going kind of straight to my limbic system, right through my brain. And I'm getting some into my lungs as well. But with the fume, you just take one deep inhale and like, boom, your lungs are filled. It's this really cool sensation. I'm curious with, for example, the Conquer Core, do you know like about how many drops of essential oils are on that wick?
Yeah, so it'd be the equivalent of about 3 drops. So there'd be
Oh,
about
that's
three
it.
drops of the
Wow.
blend in there, and that provides you with those benefits for a long time, which is incredible, right? Like you said, if you put that 3 drops on a tissue or on, accidentally drop it on your counter, that's going to be gone in in probably 10, 15 minutes, right?
Right.
And so to actually be able to give those benefits over a longer term, yeah, it's really great.
Yeah, that's awesome. So we've been focusing on smoking cessation, but I know that people are using fume and the different cores for lots of different reasons. So tell us a little bit more about the ways people are using fume and the different essential oils you might recommend people experiment with if they wanted to make their own cores.
Yeah. And first of all, this is incredible because this has been both our research, but also the Fume family in general of being able to share. We actually have a Facebook group where, different Fume family members kind of come on there and they're like, hey, I'm using this blend with this and I'm getting really good results for X. And it's just really encouraging. So I can't claim all of this sort of knowledge of this to have as coming just from the Fume crew, but it's everybody out there. But some of what we've been able to find is that specifically for congestion, being able to use fume with eucalyptus is just incredible. Eucalyptus kind of has a similar effect to peppermint in that it's great for opening up your airways, helping you breathe better and get rid of that congestion and get that air moving through your system. If anybody's familiar with sort of Vicks and using Vicks on your chest or whatever, the main active component in Vicks is actually eucalyptus. And so to be able to actually have that in more of an oral fashion where that's actually working with your respiratory system is just incredible. For me, if I feel a cold coming on or whatever, I'm popping some eucalyptus in my fume and I'm breathing through that. Or also specifically with exercise, sometimes you just feel a little bit phlegmy before a run or before an exercise session or whatever. And eucalyptus is just really great for opening up those airways. As well, the just sort of the anxiety and sort of stress and being able to have something for people to de-stress and relax and, sort of chill, whether that's before your meditation or whatever that is, to be able to empower people with that. We specifically have a blend called Reassurance. So that includes some lavender in there, some bergamot, some cedarwood, formulated specifically around that feeling of reassurance, right? You to be able to promote that emotional state. And it sounds like, you're familiar obviously with sort of the way that the essential oil will interact with your limbic system and can be triggering different emotional states and stimulating, different effects in our bodies and in our minds. And specifically that the effect of lavender and calming is so, so interesting. And especially during these times right now where there is so much stress, there's so much anxiety, there's so much going on in our world. Reassurance is really awesome. I know for myself, I use that with my meditation, to sort of get into that state specifically. As well, some of the other big ones out there would that we've been hearing back from people are very effective are again sort of a eucalyptus peppermint combo, specifically for allergies. There's a lot of people out there who struggle with seasonal allergies and sort of the way that it, can get you very congested and doesn't feel very good to have those allergies. And for being able to that specifically that blend with some eucalyptus and peppermint can have those effects to be able to relieve some of that congestion, to help people breathe better. It's not completely understood what's all happening there. Like obviously there's the sort of effect on your respiratory system where it's opening things up and it's sort of a vasodilator to sort of all of your airways. But there's also the potential that that essential oil is sort of going into your bloodstream and potentially interacting with some of those other systems with your allergic reaction that might actually be countering that. The research is still coming back on that, but that's a really interesting spot as well. So those are just a few of them, Samantha, but there's an incredible amount of uses that people have been able to find and be able to utilize with aromatherapy. And in a similar way that if you have your diffuser and you have your favorite blends that you like using for promoting different states or for different usages. For example, some people really like using thieves in their fume for more of an immunity booster and support there. There's a lot of different options out there, and we specifically offer we call them blank cores. So you're able to get those and you can create your own blends so that you can kind of, customize that for your own usages. And we'd love to hear if you come up with some great blends. We'd love to hear about them as well. It's incredible.
That's great. Well, I know that our listeners love to experiment and make up their own kind of blends. And for people, especially if you are, I love talking about essential oils, the way that it can connect with building good habits, and just there's no one essential oil that's gonna help you on your journey besides the one that you pick and you love, right? Like the one
Exactly.
you love is going to be different than the one that I love. But I think it's so fascinating how you can find your oil. Like, let's say you are working on a business goal or a weight loss goal, or you want to exercise more. Find that one scent that makes you feel powerful. Maybe it's
Yeah.
peppermint, maybe it's frankincense. Maybe it's cinnamon, whatever, or it's a combination of everything. The having Fume just by your side whenever you can literally just put it in your pocket and take a little inhale of it whenever you feel like you need that extra motivation. The more you do that, the more it's going to create this feedback loop in your brain that's going to help you instill those good habits.
Yeah, it's incredible. And like you're saying, that power of association is, it's so deep wired into our biology, right? Like, I don't know if you've had the experience before where you come into somebody's house and maybe they're, baking cookies or making a recipe that was like just like your grandma's, and then you're instantly transported back to that moment, right? Just by that scent and those
Exactly.
warm emotions that you've associated with that. That's a powerful system, right? And it oftentimes, I think we sort of think of, scent, we just kind of come across scents and then we have those associations. But with essential oils and with aromatherapy, we can actually start to control those experiences and mold them to be able to have more of the outcomes that we specifically want, which is an incredible tool, like you said, where it's like if you specifically choose, peppermint is going to be my invigorate, my go time, and you just start associating that feeling, that emotional state of being productive, being aware, being on, ready to go with that peppermint, repeatedly over time, you are now going to trigger your body and your mind to jump into that state, which is so awesome. In the same way that, we have our favorite music that we put on to, either get hyped up for some sort of event or either to calm down. In the way that that's on the auditory side, that sort of affects our state, but we can do the same thing on a actual with scent and on the sort of aromatherapy side, which is incredible.
Yeah, it is incredible. And we can control it as well. It can be something that either it's built in, like it's from a memory where you grew up and you've got this association with a smell, or like you said, music. But you can start today and choose, hey, this is going to be my scent for this. So I like to remind people of that, of like, it's okay if you don't automatically have that go-to scent for XYZ, create it and just
Yeah.
keep instilling, and it can become a part of that journey for you.
Yeah, that's a powerful tool because, like you're saying earlier, with those positive habits, the biggest barrier is kind of, what's the hard thing about positive habits? The hard thing is actually doing them and consistently engaging in them. That's why they're hard, right? So if we can do things that help us to be able to be more of what we want to be, and use aromatherapy to actually empower us and get us over the hump where we're like, hey, I'm not feeling it today. I don't want to do it. I don't know if I want to do that. But then that scent can bring us back to that spot where we're like, no, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do this. I can overcome. And having that association, that can be that thing that can push you over the edge and actually make it so you can stick with it.
I like to call it partnering with your brain, because your brain is going to fight you on it. Your brain will fight you on change every single time. So you have to take control and tell your brain, nope, this is what we're doing. And then give it those little reminders over and over and over again, because it will fight you on that change.
Oh, exactly. And then once that change is implemented, though, you get to have the benefits of that change because, in the same way that it was hard to implement new change, now if you've established something positive, you're going in the right direction and you're going to continue in that sort of vein. And if that's a good thing, that's the best thing ever because you don't even have to think about it anymore. You're heading in the direction you want to be going.
Well, Brayden, this has been fabulous. Congratulations on building such a great company. You guys are impacting the world in such positive ways. I mean, not just with your product, but I know you guys have a lot of movements that you support as well. So just thank you for sharing all of this with us and teaching us a little bit more about how Fume works and how our listeners can implement it in their lives to quit smoking or instill good habits. It's been fabulous. Before you go, we'd love to ask you some closing questions. And the first is just, what's one self-care practice you try to do every day to stay healthy?
For me, it's a daily workout right when I wake up. I usually find it really difficult to start my day and get my brain engaged and ready to go. So for me, that in the last year, that's specifically been, okay, right when I get out of bed, I'm going to do some sort of 10 minutes of exercise. And it's been incredible to actually just sort of infuse that as a habit. And I love it.
Yeah, I like that it's just 10 minutes too. What do you do usually for 10 minutes?
I got a variety. I kind of like varying it. Sometimes I'll do some yoga. Sometimes I'll do something more intensive, like a cardio thing, or focus on a different muscle group with some sort of workout. Just depends on the day. I like varying it. If I do the same thing too much, I kind of get bored with it. But then at the same time, I'm trying to make it so that, you know, I have a bit of a pattern, so I'm not waking up completely groggy thinking, okay, what am I doing for my exercise today? Because that doesn't work very well. So I kind of have a bit of a rhythm and a schedule that I do.
And Brayden, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Well, this is kind of setting me right up here. Smoking. We should ditch smoking. It's the number one cause of preventable death. People are dying from it every day. There's over 1 billion smokers out there. And sadly, statistically, I would say that they're going to be living 10 less years because they're smoking. So I would like everybody to be able to ditch that and replace it with something like fume, where you can not trade those chemicals for chemicals and actually live a way healthier life with the benefits of essential oils.
You know, we didn't even talk about this earlier as well, but do those same statistics apply to the, the e-cigarette world?
They wouldn't be quite the sort of quantities of people out there wouldn't be as high as smoking. It's quite a bit lower as far as the quantities, but the effects are still sort of coming in because it's still a fairly recent phenomena, but all of the research so far hasn't been great. Like we haven't been able to study, you know, what happens if somebody vapes for 20, 30 years because they haven't been around that long yet. But in the sort of, you know, I think it's just around a decade now that e-cigarettes have been around, the data coming back is not good. And it's definitely, there's somewhat debate that it's safer than smoking, but then there's many who would also say, no, it's just as bad. So the data is still coming in on that, but definitely not a safe thing.
Well, Brayden, we'll put links to the Fume website and all your social links as well in the show notes below. Make it really easy for people to find. But for people who want to learn more or be a part of your world, where's the best place for them to go?
Best place to find Fume, likely is Instagram. Breathe Fume is our handle. You can find us on there. We also have Facebook. And specifically, if you're interested in blends and getting feedback from people on different blends for different usages, we have a Fume Family Facebook group, which is really great for that. And if you want to talk to me specifically, Instagram is also a good spot, at Brayden Pauls, or LinkedIn.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Brayden, for sharing your wisdom here with us today on the Essential Oil Revolution. We appreciate it.
Yeah, so glad I could be here. Have a great one.
Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. Go check out breathefume.com. Use promo code REVOLUTION to get 10% off your order and a free pack of Conquer Cores. I love those cores. You guys are going to love them too. This show is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. Come find me on Instagram. We can be friends there at Sam Lee Wright. And make sure you're subscribed to this show and go ahead and share it with some friends too. We love to grow our Essential Oil Revolution family. Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com. Go there to find show notes for every episode. You can also leave comments there on the show notes for each episode. That's where the great conversations all take place. You can find our sponsors there as well. We love our sponsors, you guys. They help us keep this show free. So if you want to support our show, make sure you click through on any of our sponsor links at revolutionoilspodcast.com/sponsors. We'll catch you here again next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.